Tuesday morning, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee will hold a hearing on the proposed stream protection rule. However, a newly released study suggests that the proposal could put hundreds of thousands out of work. Luke Popovich is with the National Mining Association, which commissioned the report.
Over 70,000 mining jobs are directly at risk, affecting both surface and underground mining. But that number jumps to almost 270,000 when including the jobs of those who provide products and services to the mines. That's over 70% of current employment levels. However, if anything, these figures are conservative, as our study didn't include the jobs lost in the electricity generation sector. These job losses would occur throughout the country, especially in those communities that already suffer from high unemployment caused by earlier government regulations. And the annual value of coal that would be destroyed by these regulations is roughly $27 billion.
For more results, visit nma.org.